Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Tamid, and the Lo Yukovsin Asa Tleh, they wouldn't tie up the Tleh that they used for the Karmat Tamid by tying its legs together, Elam Akten or so. They would tie it in an Akeda type of style, meaning instead of tying its front, its four legs to one another, and its hind legs to one another, they would tie the four leg to its corresponding hind leg. So Misha Zachu Be'Varam Ochsimbo, the Kanim who was Zocha to carry the limbs up the ramp of the Mizbeach, up the Kevesh, would hold on to the lamb to hold it in place so that it wouldn't jerk around during the Shechita. The Kachay Sakedaso, and the way they would tie it was the following. Rosh HaLadarim, its head was facing toward the south, which is where the Mizbeach was, and its back was toward the north, so that if it would relieve itself, it wouldn't be a bizayin to the Mizbeach. Upanav Lamarav, but its face was toward the west, Hashochet of Mizrach upon of Lamarav, and the Shochet was on the east of it, of the animal, also with his face toward the west. Shel Shachar Yinishchat Al Keren Tzvonis Maravis, the Tamid Shel Shachar was shechted at the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, Al Tabas Shnia, on the second ring from the Mizbeach, Shel Ben Arbaim Yinishchat Al Keren Mizrach Tzvonis Al Tabas Shnia, and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim was shechted at the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, on the Tabas Shnia. Shachat Shochet v'kibel ha-makabel, the Shochet shechted, the makabel hadam received the dam, bolo l'keren mizrachas tzvonis, and he went to the northeast corner, v'nosin mizrachas tzvon, and he would put the dam on the northeast corner, maravis dromas, v'nosin maravis dromas, maravis dromas, and then he went to the southwest corner and put the dam there as well, shere dam yishov v'chal yisod dromas, and then he would pour out whatever leftover dam they had into the southern base of the mizbeach. Mishnah beis, lo yishover bo'as ha-regel, when they would cut up the carbon tamid, they wouldn't break off the back leg of the animal before they would skin it. They would make a hole in the back leg through its knee and hang it from that hole. And now that it was hanging upside down, he would skin it starting near the tail and go down until he got to the chest of the animal. When he got to the chest of the animal, they wouldn't skin it, they would just cut off the animal's head. And they would give that to whoever was the one who was supposed to bring up the head on the Mizbeach. Then they would cut off all four of the feet at the knee, and they would give those to whoever was supposed to bring those up in the Mizbeach. Then they finished skinning from the chest down to the neck. They tore open the heart and they took the blood out of the heart, because you don't want the blood on the Mizbeach. They cut off the front legs of the animal and gave it to whoever had the right to carry that. Then they went up to the right back leg to cut it off, and they gave it to whoever was supposed to carry that. And the testicles along with it. Then they tore open the actual cavity of the body of the animal, and the whole insides of the animal were now exposed. Notalsa peder, they took the fat that covers the stomach and the intestines, unesanal beshchita rosh milamaylon, and they would put it in the by where the animal was shechted, like by the neck area. Notalsa gravaim nasalamisha zachaben ladichad. Then they took the intestines and they gave it to whoever had the right to carry them in order to rinse them out from any food waste that was still inside of them. Vahakares madichnosa beves med. The stomach they would rinse in the base medichin, called sarka, as much as it needed in order to clean it out. The other intestines they rinse at least three times, al shulchan shel shayish bein hamudim, on marble tables that were between these little amudim, that were there with the cedar blocks that were on top of them that we learned about before. Okay, so to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we described how they would tie up the animal and hold it down while they were shechting it, and how they positioned the animal while they were shechting it, and where they shechted the Tamid Shel Shachar, and where they shechted the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, and how they were zorek the dam. In Mishnah Beis we described how they would dissect the animal, or we begin to describe how they would dissect the animal into its different pieces, and gave it to a variety of different kohanim who had a job to do with those different pieces of the animal. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Daled Mishnah Gimel.